The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen the story in the UK, a suggestion that they're going to ban the sale of these high energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster to kids under the age of 16. This was one of Labour's election promises and they are making good on it. They say Donal O'Shea is with me, the consultant endocrinologist and the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity. Donal, should we do likewise?
There's no doubt we should, but we should do likewise. It's very clear these drinks contain way too much energy, way too much caffeine, and that is we have clear evidence harming the health of our teenagers, and we should. The only way to deal with it is ban them.
And what is the harm that's caused by all of the sugar and caffeine?
Well, for the energy drinks, it's mainly caffeine. I mean, a lot of the energy drinks will contain the caffeine equivalent of two double espressos. And, you know, that for a developing brain will wire it. You know, teachers describe kids as bouncing off the walls after consuming these, often for breakfast. And a third of our kids are consuming them regularly. There's a voluntary kind of, if you like, action in supermarkets not to sell them to kids. But, you know, that's not effective and it's not applied in many supermarkets. And they're being marketed very effectively through influencers on social media, completely outside of the remit of commission and the man for you know, direct marketing and promoting. If you have these energy drinks and they are sweet, even if they don't contain sugar, they're sweet. Then when the sweet hits your mouth, your body releases insulin to expect the to deal with the sugar hit that it's expecting. And that insulin lowers your blood sugar and that makes you hungry. So there's very clear evidence that people who consume these energy drinks are hungrier a little bit later on and then more likely to turn to snacks, which are invariably high fat, high salt, high sugar foods.
Yeah, I think a good example of that social media phenomenon and the way they've been marketed there, I think, was the Prime energy drink phenomenon last year, and there's no other way to describe it. You know, kids asking their parents to kind of travel around the country to pick up bottles of Prime energy drink anywhere they could find it.
And I mean, it was a bartering commodity, you know, in schools and in playgrounds.
The impact of all of that caffeine, I mean, is there a point then in terms of the development of the brain where it is less harmful, or are these still harmful to adults but just to a lesser degree?
So in general, you would say, you know, the developing brain up until the age of 16 is particular. Your capacity, so high volumes of caffeine, we know are linked to migraine. We know are linked to poor concentration. We know are linked to sleep, and sleep hygiene is a particular challenge now for younger people when you have the flood of again social media and that addiction to TikTok. You know, pediatricians will talk about the age of, well, four. I mean, you would hope there isn't going to be a kid of four having an energy drink. The cutoffs really appear to be 4, 12 or 13 and then 18. And you need to grade your action really around those age groups.
One suspects that, you know, you get rid of one form of energy drink and you know, another materializes. There's an element of the arms race about all of this, isn't there? Kind of companies trying to exploit, you know, young customers, young consumers.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, you then think about the explosion in the vaping industry, you know, in parallel with energy drinks. And I'm not going to say the demise of cigarettes, but just replaced very effectively by a vaping industry that's flying in the face of all restrictions that were brought in around smoking in terms of marketing, promotion. That you have five-year-olds walking down the street wanting to go into a vape shop. They're so attractive. And energy drinks, in their own way, they're presented in this very positive, bright, enthusiastic way as if they're health enhancing when they're in fact the opposite.
Donal O'Shea, consultant endocrinologist and the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity. Donal, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.